Pirate Week is in full swing, a cryptic teaser has the community guessing Saber, and Spectrum is fired up over a mechanic that's making salvage feel like punishment. That's your Saturday, September 12th, with Cavalera. On the patch side, it's a quiet day on the official front. Live stays on version 4.10, while PTU is running 4.10.1. With a recent pass that rebalanced cargo distribution and fixed ship retrieval on hangar elevators. Behind the scenes, Evocati testers are also working through a rebalance of ship destruction times, and that particular project is fueling a good chunk of today's community conversation. This week's sneak peek is more about teasing than showing. An image paired with an Edgar Allan Poe quote hints at a fighter silhouette. The community is already calling it a Saber Raven fitted with some kind of quantum radar cloaking device, but nothing's confirmed, and we'll probably need a few more breadcrumbs before we know anything for sure. Data mining has plenty to chew on. A bundle nicknamed Akuma is floating around in the game files, and the list is generous. A helmet, a full armor set, several matching weapons in the same dark livery, a cutlass paint job, and even a previously unseen combat exosuit, apparently designed around a well-known in-game gang. No word yet on whether it'll be sold as a bundle or separately, and CIG hasn't announced anything. Also in the files, a breakdown of the Orison support event reward rebalance confirms some seriously reduced point thresholds, putting hard numbers to what the official patch notes had only vaguely hinted at. On the roadmap, the big topic is still the Alpha 4.11 delay into Q4, confirmed a few days ago. CIG says they want to give the teams more time to stabilize 4.10 before moving on. The usual reminder applies, a multi-month window is a window, not a date carved in stone. Over to the community, and Spectrum is running hot today. The thing drawing the most frustration is a mechanic known as bricking, where a component is permanently destroyed, originally designed to prevent item duplication. A player explains, in a thread that's gathered over 200 upvotes, that this workaround mostly punishes honest players, wreck after wreck. A companion thread says the same thing from the salvage angle, a third proposes an alternative altogether, and one of them throws in a dry observation about celebrating Pirate Week, while this system, in their words, takes the fun out of looting carcasses. The ship destruction time rebalance is also stirring debate, with some players questioning whether that's really the priority right now, and others just asking for a simpler approach to shields. Nothing official has settled any of it yet. Then there's Pirate Week itself, which is splitting opinion in a fairly good-natured way. Some are enjoying it without a second thought. Others point out that actual player-driven piracy gameplay is still, in their words, window dressing, while the store runs with the theme. One thread goes as far as calling the week's promotion out of step with the pirate spirit. Underneath all of it, a broader sense of fatigue is showing. The most upvoted thread of the day directly compares what players were hoping for with what's actually been delivered. Another worries about veteran players being replaced by newcomers before the game's foundations are solid. And a third is simply asking when the promise of a more open development process is coming back. On Reddit, the mood swings between playful and genuinely concerned. Friday's teaser is being picked apart in much the same terms as on Spectrum, with the same careful caution. A more sensitive topic has also come up. Several players say they've been moderated on Spectrum for quoting, they claim, things the studio itself said, and one person says they posted the same message on both platforms just to compare how each one handled it. These are individual, unverified accounts, but they land in a more casual tone and echo the same transparency concerns that are running through Spectrum today. The new Siege of Orison is also drawing pointed criticism about its command center, and mining is still being compared, with a touch of weary amusement, to a slot machine. A quick side note on Squadron 42. A Steam achievements leak, spotted through a third-party service, apparently lists the game among a long string of unannounced titles. This comes from community data meaning, not a studio announcement, so file it away and keep watching. For your weekend, a community combat tournament is running right now, and the next Bar Citizen World Tour stop is set for Milan on September 19th. The verse by the numbers to close, roughly $221,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total to $1.043 billion. That was Cavalera. Have a great weekend, everyone, and expect nothing, fly everything.